In middle school, I asked myself a lot of questions. Why do I have multiple teachers? Why is my body changing so much? Why do I feel attractions to all these boys? One thing I thought I knew was love. I loved my family, so I completely understood what love was and what it took to love someone for life, right? In eighth grade, I started dating Joe, the stereotypical boyfriend-girlfriend middle school relationship. Our parents drove us to and from our houses watching movies, playing video games, and going to the park to kick a soccer ball around. I knew I was surely in love. I could feel the pain as I left him when I returned to my own home, and as I slept, I dreamt only of him. Lightheaded, cloudy bliss. I had boyfriends before, but they never meant as much to me. Joe and I had our arguments. What relationship didn't? We had our breaks. Again, what relationship didn't? We were going to make it through it all. We felt it. We would be together in a castle forever, and once upon a time ago would be our beginning to our prince and princess fairy tale. Despite the negativity from others, I knew we'd be together forever. After that, I tried so hard to love him forever, to prove them wrong, blocking out the rest of my life for him. The happily ever after ended in 2.5 years. Forever wasn't as long as I thought. As I look back now, I didn't regret much about our time together. I did regret what I lost. Love can be a beautiful thing. However, I personally turned into being so dependent on having Joe forever that I didn't care about so many more important things. Therefore, I believe in independence. Like yin and yang, I believe that there needs to be balance in my life. It takes yourself to find happiness and life purpose. It took my experience from dating Joe to realize that for me to be happy, I needed to focus on myself. I spend my time getting an education and doing things that are good for people without having to depend on them. I have big plans for my future. Right now, I have over a 5.0 GPA on a weighted scale, on top of having a part-time job and being involved in numerous extracurricular activities. I keep my head clear and focused on what I need to accomplish. I am happy. I am independent. I know now that once I focus on myself, love will follow. After all, I am the only one that is with me from birth to death. So I believe to let myself be independent, to live, to love, to be happy for no one else. And so she lived happily ever after.